Baked Bros presents the Know Your Dose podcast. Join hosts Nadeem Alhassan and Derek Espinosa as they turn the soil on the cannabis industry. With over 10 years of combined industry experience, these two experts will deliver your dose of cannabis, psychedelics, and personal development. Follow on their journey as they aim to destigmatize cannabis, combat the abuse of pharmaceuticals, and implement their altruistic approach into the budding cannabis industry.
Derek, you know what I really want to know?
Tell me.
I want to know, what's the coolest place you've ever enjoyed your edible bliss? Or your cannabis bliss? Doesn't have to be an edible. It could be anywhere.
So, Sedona.
Ooh.
That's number one.
Naturally.
I don't know.
The energy is just so high there, dude. The atmosphere is awesome. Everything is awesome about Sedona. But anyways, go ahead.
We're big fans of Sedona at Baked Bros. It was a hike that you took me on.
We were
with the tribe. And, dude, you may know the spot, but you do this hike and you get to, like, the edge of this cliff. And I don't even know how to describe it. I legitimately don't.
It's majestic.
I have not had an experience in nature like this before, but it was awe-inspiring. It felt mystical. I remember sitting there looking at this expansive view and legitimately feeling like it couldn't be real. Like I had just peered through the matrix. Like there was something about that. Like so much meaning was coming through. Honestly, outside of my children being born, that was probably one of the most intense experiences I've ever had.
Wow.
It was just like, I don't know. Like that's what I hope people experience in nature. You know what I mean? You don't get that all the time. Like,
you don't.
There's some beautiful stuff in nature, and you can have some cool experiences. But damn.
Hey, man, I'm glad I could facilitate.
Yeah, that and cannabis.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe mushrooms.
Man, cannabis is fun, cousin Boomer. So Sedona's definitely a vibe. That's a good spot to be. There's a lot of good places. There's got to be a lot of good places. And we're not advocating, you know, for public consumption. What we're just sharing here is the appreciation of exploring and beauty and camping and, you know, snowboarding and all these things. I mean, who hasn't been on the, if you snowboard, even if you don't smoke cannabis and you've gone snowboarding, I know you've been on the lift and smelled weed. I know you have. And if you're saying you haven't, you're lying. You're lying. You are. It just, dude, do you know how many people like light up on the lifts? I don't know if you do, but I snowboard.
I don't go snowboarding, so
and
I
a lot of
know.
People do. So I'm just saying, and there's like this appreciation with it. Like this is one of the spots. Okay, it's like on the lift, on the ski lift up the mountain, up like, you know, you're going 16,000 feet up, and like everything's covered in white, and you're bundled up, and like you're sitting on the ski lift, and maybe like you and two other people or whatever. And I've never ever had somebody been like, yeah, I'm down. I'm serious, man. Of all ages and genders, like, yeah, I'm down. Sweet, you know. And you're going up, 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 up. And every like, you know, few minutes, it might stop because you know somebody always falls off. Not falls off, but like they don't get off the lift right. You know,
right.
You
know, that's why I don't go.
Yeah. People don't fall off the lift. It's just when you unload.
Yes. You screw up the landing.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm familiar.
And like you're up, you're suspended in air, and like that's really cool, man. Like it's cold air. Again, everything's covered in white. You're at the highest point you could be, figuratively and literally. You know what I mean? It's the best place to fart. It's like, I mean, you're suspended in air. It's just, it's perfect. It is literally perfect. I think that might be one of the most blissful places, if we're speaking blissful, right? But there's quite a few cool spots, man. I mean, like you said, hiking, duh. I mean, the first time I ever did was at the creek. So, like, in nature. I would just say, you know what? Nature. Nature's the key here.
Whether it's the beach
yeah,
or...
Yeah, baked on the beach, man.
This is one of the reasons why I think edibles are awesome. Because lighting up and burning one down, while there's something, you know, special about that experience, I think that not everybody enjoys that smell.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants smoke in their face. And I mean, my view is like, you know what? My job as a human is to make other people comfortable and myself comfortable. And if I can take an edible and not make everybody uncomfortable around me who doesn't want to smell that smell, then that's what I'm going to do.
I wish more people thought like you, Derek. You're a nice guy.
And I know most people don't, and that's okay too. And your behavior is a reflection of our entire industry and cause. So don't screw it up for everybody else.
Good point.
And give yourself away. Like, come on.
Yeah, man.
Man, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty it's pretty adolescent to walk into a grocery store smelling like burnt cannabis.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Me and my wife just talked about this. They had this was really funny. So she works for this studio that shall rename nameless. And the boss texts, "Who has that loud dank?" Because the whole place smelled.
No.
And it was a customer who, came in and the whole place reeked.
Right.
And what that means to me is that person literally lit up, burned in their car.
Totally.
Right before they
totally.
Went in.
That's
and what I told her was like, you have to really try in order to make that happen. Like, it's not hard to be respectful of other people.
That's the only way.
This is the way.
Well, you know what I see coming in the future, man? And I know there's some that exist now. Mm-hmm. Like, there's Lau Farms in California, like these lounges. You know what I mean? They were in Washington. When I was in Washington, they had them. Like, you could go in, they kind of like the whole European experience. They bring you a menu. It's like walking in, you sit at the bar.
That is not appealing to me.
No. Why not?
I think a certain event I went to kind of ruined the idea of smoking cannabis inside.
I know what event you're talking about, and that was disgusting. And it was like, I felt like the monkey that got suffocated with the mask, right? And they were like, cannabis kills you. That's how I felt. I felt like a monkey in a box being suffocated.
It's like going in a casino. Every time I go into a casino, I'm like, ugh.
You know, yeah, you're
and
right.
It's kind of the same thing. It kind of is. And the other thing, cannabis is not, for me, is not something where it's like large groups of people. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It just doesn't seem
Here's what I'm envisioning, though. Not like some type of smoke fest. I'm not interested in that. I'm really not. It's hard pass. And so indoors, anyways, indoors, outdoor, all day. I'll even
like
bring
a
my
concert,
hat.
Like an outdoor concert.
All day. All day.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
But you're not talking and like.
I'm talking about like, well, I can socialize to a certain degree.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the more cannabis consumed, the quieter that place, it's not going to be like a bar.
No. So I think of a place like, okay, Whining Pig is a wine bar here in Phoenix throughout the valley, right? And you can go in. Good atmosphere. They got a bunch of games. They got Jenga. They got Cards Against Humanity. They got all these fun games, little Gidgets and Gazmos. And so they sell paninis. You know what I mean? And
I guess I've been a parent since I was 20, so I've never really gone out. So I don't know.
Dang it. You know, they got cool. It's a cool little spot. You know what I mean? And good atmosphere and like high ceilings. You know, indoor, outdoor area, glass wall,
you
all
have
this
to have
stuff.
Awesome air filters. That would work.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, so
you could make it work.
Good, you know, somewhere, so a place like Culinary Dropout. You know what I mean? Indoor, outdoor, big, spacious.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, lounge like. You know, you got a little fireplace. You know what I mean? You're hanging out. Like, that's nice. I think you should be able to do that. Well, it's not that I think you should. It's that we'll be doing that here in the coming years. I don't know when. I haven't seen anything, but I'm just saying, like, it's going to go that direction. It's going to.
I'll stop being an old grandpa.
Yeah,
that
stop
sounds
it.
Awesome.
Well, you know what's nice, Derek, is that sometimes I'm jealous of you because, you know, you're already halfway done.
Yeah, legitimately.
Kind of. Right when your children are graduating, I'll probably be having some. So it's like.
Yeah, I'll be out traveling the world, and you'll be like, oh, man, I got
to. What do I do in this situation?
Yeah, that's all right. Different paths for everybody.
Well, are there any spots you'd go back to, man? Like, if there's, you know, I know you can't go back to Sedona, but where's another place or any place you could be and you're like, man, this would be just epic to be right. I would like to be like at Machu Picchu in the top, dude, just above the clouds and being like feeling all the ancestric energy there and just like, whoa.
Let's be honest. Is there anywhere where a cannabis consumer goes and goes, oh man, I'd probably like to get high here? It's just a feature of being like a true cannabis consumer.
Totally
you
is.
Know what some may call or, a stoner. Like there's something to be said for this, man. I don't know anywhere where someone's like, it'd be really cool to smoke here. It's almost everywhere. You know what
or,
I mean?
Or things that you can stash your weed in. You're like, yeah, those are like, I could put my weed in there.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's like, what about the Eiffel Tower? Obviously. Duh. The Sistine Chapel.
Duh.
Yeah. I mean, there's no limit, man. It, you know.
You're right.
I hope the world opens up and that we're able to do those types
of things.
But
there's not like one that sticks out where you're just like, man, that'd be
one
awesome.
One that sticks out.
I know it's like spotlight and so you're thinking, but there's got
to
be like
Hawaii sounds like, you know, it would be fantastic to consume cannabis there on the beach.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know? Kind of like Ziggy Marley song on the beach in Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Living the song. You can go to the beach anywhere.
Yeah, but something about Hawaii just feels like more, you know,
right.
It's Apakalolo.
You're right. You're not wrong.
I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you for tuning in this week's episode. Well, this week's other episode. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. You can, of course, reach out to us on knowyourdosepodcast.com, bakebros.com, Instagram, Facebook, all that happy stuff. We appreciate you. Please leave a rating and review, and goodbye. Hey, everybody. Quick disclaimer. The Know Your Dose podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Let's be real. None of us are doctors. Our content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical or public health advice. Please be smart and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Seriously, never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. That would just be insane.